just tell me. Questions?
I'm trying to think. If I ask you just to write, like, tell me if there are neighborhoods that can, like, be defined by certain ethnic groups, could you tell me that?
Oh, yes, Boxtown. That's in the city now. And it's the lowest economic good, the most poorly cared for. The streets are substandard, the houses are substandard, the lots are substandard, everything out there. It's really just, you might say, a primitive sort of thing. It's a disgrace to human. That's the one thing I was so happy to find when we were doing some of the planning, was to get out there and make a summary of how bad things were. It's just almost next to impossible to see how those people lived out there. And they were required to have water and sewage and all this. And it couldn't be impossible. Some of those people used to be able to move out. And some of the aged people had no income. They never had anything, but they were not on welfare. They were just out there farming. They had hogs, chickens, and fowl around their places, you know. They were all there together. It was just very primitive.
So where is it?
It's out in the southwest section of Shelby County. You know, Fort Park is.
Yeah.
Well, in other words, if you went out south third and moved to Wells, Mississippi, when you got to Mitchell Road, you'd make a right turn to the west. And going down this way, you would see this community. It's as far as over, as far away as, oh, goes to the rivers. You know, this is a hot block, but it's, and you see right now. There's no very interesting things that you could discover there. I do really miss amazing to me now. Things like it could be so close to Memphis and yet so distant. People out there were just tired. Everything was different. But they had all the stores and churches and schools and everything. And almost had their own police force out there. Lawlessness and everything. They were somewhat happy, I think, because they could manufacture their own moonshine. This was one of the biggest, as I understand it, very lucrative business at one time. Stores like this had a lot of sugar. It's terrible.
Do you have other neighbors? Neighborhoods that are racially distinctive?
I don't know. I mean, other places other than Chickasaw are dying, you know. Because with the change of patterns for living and colors and what have you, there have been some blacks to go all over. It's just, Isaac Hayes has bought a $349,000 home, Holland's old place out east, and then he would sell it, but we can buy it. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, there's so many unusual things that come up, and things of this sort. It's really different.